This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Your number is 877-217-5757. And you can send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. 99 shopping days away from the November 3rd election, qualifying has finished, and we know who is in the race for the United States Senate. We know who's running for Congress, and congratulations to both Hiller Moore here in Baton Rouge and Tony Clayton across the river in West Baton Rouge, who were elected to six-year terms for district attorney with no opponent. Now, in the Senate race, it's a totally different story. A cast of thousands running against William Morgan Cassidy, seeking a second term in office after getting 56% of the votes against Mary Loretta Landrieu. And his principal challenger has emerged as Adrian Perkins, the mayor of Shreveport. And with us today, we have former state senator John Milkovich, Democrat from Shreveport, a very conservative Democrat. And Lamar White, the blogger from the Bayou Brief from Alexandria and now makes his home in New Orleans, but he is a left-of-center Democrat, so we'll have a dueling Democratic debate today. 877-217-5757 is your number, and I must also note that Senator Milkovich is also the author of Robert Mueller and the New World Order. And good morning to you, Senator John Milkovich, no longer in the state legislature, but once a senator, always a senator. And he remains one of the top trial lawyers in the great state of Louisiana, which may be one of the reasons why he is a Democrat. Good morning to you, sir.
Jim, good to be with you this morning.
Well, what's your assessment of your mayor, Adrian Perkins, getting in the Senate race at the 11th hour? He's certainly, based on his resume, one of the best candidates in the history of Louisiana, graduate of Harvard Law School, West Point, student body president at both universities, and a war veteran, three tours of duty in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and a Bronze Star. He's got a great resume, but you know him a little better than I do, probably, because you're living in the town that he presides over. What's your take on Mayor Adrian Perkins being U.S. Senator Adrian Perkins?
Well, Jim, and I really don't know the mayor personally. I've met him a time or two, but I don't have any pretense of knowing him personally. And I'm not attacking him personally. I have some what I believe to be significant disagreements with him on important policy issues. Shreveport has a horrible crime problem. Your good friend and colleague Tom Aswell, within the last week or two, published the statistics showing that Shreveport is one of the most dangerous cities in America, with 61 violent crimes per 1,000 people. And I would hope that the administration, again, I'm not making a personal attack, but to me, the focus of the mayoral administration in Shreveport should be attacking the crime problem, which specifically would involve infiltrating, getting the data on who the gangbangers and the street gangs and drug networks are in the city, and putting them in jail.
All right. Well, let's get Lamar White on this. Lamar is a Democrat who is left of center, who I suspect will be supportive of the candidacy of one Adrian Perkins. Is the mayor to blame? After all, he's only been in office for a year and a half. Is he to blame for the crime in Shreveport, Lamar White?
No, of course not. And he ran on a sort of law and order platform when he ran for mayor. But yeah, it hasn't been long enough. And not only to mention that, it's just COVID-19 has sort of shut down the entire country. So I don't know the extent to which crime is still spiking in Shreveport or Caddo Parish.
Well, Lamar, he is running against William Morgan Cassidy, who is a guy who in his own way made a meteoric rise through the ranks to become a U.S. senator. He was a Democrat his whole life, and then he became a Republican. He beat William Daniel to succeed Jay Darden in the Senate, Louisiana Senate. Then he was elected to Congress in a race that was maneuvered by Lane Grigsby to get another candidate in and siphon off votes from Don Cashew, and Cassidy got in as a congressman with just 48% of the votes. And then he'd beat Mary Landrieu in 2014. 14, 56-44%. A big win, but Bill Cassidy seems to have timed it quite right, and he's the overwhelming favorite. Is there any chance that he can be unseated?
Sure, there's a chance, and you know, I see that a lot of people have lined up behind Perkins pretty quickly. He seems to have his ducks in a row. Got a bunch of, you know, former Obama alums that are behind him, and sort of the Democratic establishment, if you will. So well, it just depends on how much money they spend and if they can force him into a runoff. But anything's possible.
877-217-5757 is your number. 877-217-5757. And with us, John Milkovich on the right, who is a Democrat, Lamar White on the left, who is a Democrat, and Bill Cassidy, who is seeking reelection, last week made somewhat of a bold statement in the U.S. Senate. A listener notes, and I'm looking at it right now, the Senate passed a military budget that includes combat for overseas. It's a $741 billion 2021 military budget, but it also requires removal of Confederate names from military bases and bars public display of the Confederate flag at bases. So the vote was 86-14 in favor of this. John Neely Kennedy voted yes. William Morgan Cassidy voted no. He obviously believes that these Confederate names should stay. John Milkovich, is that a good move by Senator Cassidy?
Well, and I don't know whether it's going to help him politically, but I do want to respond to what Mr. White said. He said that Adrian Perkins ran on a, quote, law and order platform. This is a publication from Thomas Aswell, July 25th, 2020. That's 2 days ago, Mr. White. It says that as of 2 days ago, the statistics that he published were Shreveport had 61 violent crimes for 1,000 residents. And I will tell you, my law office is in Shreveport. I practiced law in Shreveport for over 30 years. The criminals aren't living in fear of being put in jail. The citizens are in fear, and there needs to be something done. Right now, Shreveport's violent crime rate surpasses, according to the published data by Mr. Aswell, is much more violent than Baltimore, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia, Houston. And what type of I guess I expect people in public office to do what they say they will do.
All right. Let's get Lamar White to respond to this. Now, obviously, Senator Milkovich didn't bite very much on the Cassidy vote to keep the Confederate names at military bases.
Yeah.
But you can respond again to the crime thing if you want. But I would like your take on the vote by Cassidy, one of 14 senators, by the way. Most of the Republicans even voted for this, but Cassidy did not.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, really quick with respect to the crime thing, I haven't read Tom's post. I'm not sure where he gets those statistics. I know sometimes those numbers are, it just depends on the methodology that is used. I know Alexandria, my hometown, was often in that list, and we would push back when I worked at City Hall because it was comparing apples to oranges a lot of the time with the data and the stats that are submitted by the city police. But anyway, yeah, it is interesting. I guess that would affect Fort Polk primarily here in Louisiana, although there are other military installations that are named after Confederate war heroes, if you will. But Fort Polk would be the big one.
All right. And Cassidy is coming on the side of pro-Confederacy. And remember, he wrote that editorial saying the Democratic Party should change its name. It was a bit tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but he said it was because people like Thomas Jefferson, who was the first major Democrat, owned slaves. That was from William Morgan Cassidy. 877-217-5757. The election is 14 weeks from tomorrow. 14 weeks from tomorrow, 99 days away. And Cassidy has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 challengers, 15 challengers. So he is a guy who has lots of company, but only one of them has a prominent position, and that's Mayor Adrian Perkins of Shreveport. John Milkovich, who lives in Shreveport, doesn't like the mayor. Lamar White, being the good Democrat and also a lawyer, by the way. I don't want to slight Lamar. His law degree is from the great university in Dallas, Southern Methodist. Let's go to Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on with Lamar and John Milkovich. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning. Yes, Senator, has anybody investigated whether the gangbangers causing trouble are, much like what Henry Ford did against strikebreakers, actually on the GOP payroll in order to take public support away from Democrats.
All right. Are these people, Senator Milkovich, in some parts of the country up to no good?
Let me tell you, this is no figment of anybody's imagination. I live in Shreveport. Well, actually, I live in Keithville, but I practice law in Shreveport, have for over 30 years. I routinely campaign in and or attend church services or interact, go to funeral services in any part of Shreveport. And I will tell you, in the white community, the black community, the Republican, the Democratic community, to use Mr. White's terminology, the apples and oranges, there is virtual unanimity in Shreveport that we have an out-of-control crime problem.
All right, 877-217-5757 is your number, and we shall return after this 90-second pause with more Talk Louisiana on WRKF. Good morning. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. With us are Senator John Milkovich on the right, Lamar White on the left. They're both Democrats, but they have different opinions about the U.S. Senate race, with William Morgan Cassidy seeking a second term, and his major challenger is Adrian Perkins. And a listener notes that Antoine Pierce is still in the race for now, and he's launching a viable campaign. Another Democrat from Baton Rouge, who ironically is an African-American male with the initials AP, so it's going to be interesting if Pierce stays in the race. Steve Wenham sent an email saying that he thought that Pierce should get out of the race and endorse Perkins, but we'll see. And the key for Perkins, of course, is to try to get this to a runoff. Foster Campbell successfully did that in 2016, but he lost to John Kennedy. But this time it might be different, depending on what happens with the presidential race, and we're 99 days away. 877-217-5757. Meaning if we had a runoff, it would either be President-elect Biden, who might have some stroke, or it would be President Trump coming back for round two, who probably would be on the, well, not probably, he would be on the William Morgan Cassidy train, and why not? Cassidy has supported him every step of the way. Jim in Sherwood. Jim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Lamar White and John Milkovich.
Good morning, gentlemen. One thing on Mr. Cassidy's vote on the Confederate monuments and flag is that in my 56 years on this planet, the one thing that I have found is that the people who support racists are other racists.
All right, you're saying that vote is telling. Lamar, let's get your take on that. Does that vote mean Cassidy is a bad guy, or does it just mean he made a bad vote?
I mean, I obviously think it's a bad vote. And, I mean, considering that 85 other senators supported it, this should be easy. I guess it's an issue that the president has staked out as one he is in opposition to. So perhaps in an election year, he thinks he needs to align himself closely with Donald Trump to win Louisiana.
Well, interestingly, John Kennedy voted for it, and as we know, he is no raging liberal. Not anymore, anyway.
Right.
And Senator Kennedy recently, when somebody disagreed with him on Fox News, he said they can, quote, kiss my ass. I doubt that he said that to Senator Cassidy, who disagreed with him on this, but Senator Cassidy has been overwhelmed as far as exposure by his junior colleague, John Kennedy, who seems to be the one that the cameras run to. The microphones are always in Senator Kennedy's face. Not so much for Senator Cassidy anymore, now that health care has gone away. John Milkovich, is this a problem for the senior senator from the great state of Louisiana?
And let me say this, because I don't want it to sound, I am criticizing, I'm very concerned about what's going on in the Shreveport administration with crime. I've said that about 12 times in this one short interview, but I'm not stating that Senator Cassidy is doing right and everything. I think he's unduly influenced by the drug companies. I'm concerned about where he would be if Bill Gates and his friends and big pharma try to impose a mandatory vaccine on the people of America, because Bill Gates has a very checkered history. So I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the fact that the drug companies have undue influence in Washington. That's why senior citizens on Social Security have to decide between buying medicine and buying food. I think we need more of a powerful stance and more of an independent stance, and someone that should say, among other things, that the drug industry, if they want to buy Medicare, Medicaid drugs, the American taxpayer should get a volume discount, right?
All right. Mike in New Iberia. Fired up John Milkovich and always erudite Lamar White. Mike in New Iberia, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just as an aside, I've known Bill Cassidy for probably 40-plus years, and whether you like his politics or hate his politics, I just want to talk to the nobility of the man. He is a physician and has spent the majority of his life in practice working in the charity hospital system and doing good work for the people that are served by that system.
I think he's a very, very good doctor, very good doctor. Of course, Lamar, he's also been a public employee for many, many years, and he's under fire now for, according to some, in fact, it's the Federal Elections Commission, which has stated that he's breaking the rules by spending this money from his campaign account for high-priced massages at the Penn Club in New York City. What do you think of this, Lamar White?
Well, it's just not the first time that he's broken the rules, and, you know, with all due respect to his medical career, which is distinguished, there was a controversy 6 years ago when he ran for office the first time, or ran for Senate the first time, rather, and it turned out that he had not submitted a number of timesheets to LSU and couldn't account for a lot of the time that he was paid. So, you know, not the first time.
But he is a very likable man, and he, as I stated, is an overwhelming favorite. Lamar, you're a good bean counter. It would seem that the odds are against Adrian Perkins.
I think the odds are against all 15 people or 14 people who are challenging Bill Cassidy. It's likely right now that he would win in a, you know, primary.
All right. John Milkovich, why do you think our state has gone so solidly red when it comes to statewide offices, the governor's office notwithstanding? Why is this?
Well, I mean, I believe the state Democratic Party traditionally had very many conservatives, traditionalists, old-school, old-fashioned people in Louisiana. And I feel that's still true among many of the people. However, my concern is that the people that direct the state Democratic Party, too many of them think like the Democrats in Washington, D.C. People in Louisiana, and I'm one of them, do not think like many of the Democrats in Washington, D.C. What we've seen on the national scale is an agenda of abortion, socialism, and atheism. I don't think that's a blueprint for progress or the advancement of America or nor America reaching its destiny. So I feel that there is a disenfranchisement in Louisiana among old school Democrats who were for working families. I'm concerned that too many of the politicos that run the Democratic Party nationally and unfortunately in our state have turned their back on working families.
All right. Well, why don't you run for party chair?
I don't know that they you know, I've received very little support from the official Democratic apparatus and for runs for political office. And listen, I get it. I'm old school. I'm old fashioned. And I think the question really, the trenchant question for Louisiana is there still room in the Louisiana Democratic Party for people that are pro-life, that want to reduce the tax burden on
the governor? The governor is pro-life. If I recall right, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in 2007, for example, when Foster Campbell ran for governor and lost to Bobby Jindal, that you were supportive of Commissioner Campbell. Is that right?
Are you asking me if...
Yeah.
Listen, Commissioner Campbell is a personal friend of mine. To me, one of the most significant crossroads in Commissioner Campbell's political career is when he was a Louisiana senator, and John Kennedy, among others, helped try to push... stop a pro-life bill. There was a strong pro-life bill that was passed by Mike Cross and Woody Jenkins. Buddy Romer vetoed it. John Kennedy was on the side of Buddy Romer, and he was operating as his counsel to try to stop the pro-life bill and veto the pro-life bill. Foster Campbell made a stand in favor of unborn babies.
All right. Well, that was 1990, 30 years ago. But Lamar White, Senator Kennedy is a guy who's had just a total turnaround on his politics. He was a pro-choice Democrat. Now he's a pro-life Republican. And it's symbolic of his stance on other issues. What caused this great epiphany for John Neely Kennedy?
I suppose the need to get elected. But you're right. In 2004, he He was actively campaigning for John Kerry for president. So it is, it's unusual. He's not just flip-flop, but he's completely changed pretty much every aspect of his politics.
And it's working for him.
It's working for him, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a 16-year odyssey from a leftist Democrat to a very right-wing conservative Republican supporter of Donald John Trump. John Kennedy is definitely on the Trump train all the way wherever it goes, whether it goes to another 4 years in the White House or goes off the tracks and Trump returns to Gotham City or Mar-a-Lago or wherever. But wherever he goes, John Kennedy will be there for the last stop. 877-217-5757 is your number. We'll talk about the president. Is he in trouble or is he headed for a second term? John Milkovich and Lamar White after this timeout with more Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 99 days away from the election. John Milkovich on the left, excuse me, on the right, on the, some would say the far right, but, and I don't think John would dispute that, and Lamar White on the left. And they're here for another segment. Greg Pallas, the intrepid investigative reporter, has agreed to step aside for a few days, and we'll hear from him later in this week about his concerns regarding voter fraud in our elections in November. 877-217-5757. Still time to get in with both gentlemen who are Democrats, lawyers, but have very different political views. The president of the United States now has his national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, testing positive for coronavirus. The death count in the United States has exceeded 150,000. The president has repeatedly said that he has done a great job, even gave himself an A for the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. How do you see it, John Milkovich?
Well, let me be very clear, and this may be one more distinction between Mr. White and myself. I have endorsed President Trump publicly. I have sent campaign contributions, and as Mr. White is aware, I don't think he ever read my book, but he reviewed it. I have written a book detailing the 30-year career of corruption that Robert Mueller, the main assailant against Donald Trump.
Mueller.
I call him Mueller. I mean, he even mispronounces his own name. He's not exactly a truthful person. But this is what I'm going to say about President Trump. He had the guts on Inauguration Day to call out prior presidential administrations for sacrificing America's working families on the altar of international trade. 30 years ago, that would have been a primary plank in the Democratic platform. He's taken a stand against abortion. I applaud it.
All right. Well, John Milkovich is heavy on the Trump train, sending money to the president. Lamar White, I doubt that you're making contributions to the reelection campaign of Donald John
Trump.
No,
like any good Democrat, I'm not giving money to the president of the United States right now. And he's been an abysmal failure during the COVID-19 crisis. I just want to make one quick note. I did read every single page of John Milkovich's book, Robert Mueller, Aaron Boy for the New World Order.
Okay.
Just a review on the body brief.
All right. 877-217-5757. I think Lamar's review is still there. Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to bring to Mr. Milkovich's attention, when Maureen Dowd asked Donald Trump did he ever pay for an abortion, he wouldn't answer the question. And President Trump recently signed, no, I'm sorry, it was an executive order he signed, evidently or allegedly reducing the cost of prescription drugs. According to the Washington Post, it's barely worth the paper it's written on. It'll likely have no effect on drug prices anytime soon, if ever. But I'm sure Trump is going to boast about how he issued an executive order reducing pharmaceutical products, and it will be another big Trump lie.
All right. Well, John Milkovich, you Go ahead. You have the floor.
This is what I'll say. I have never said, and I don't know too many people in America that said Donald Trump is perfect. This is what they've said. As the president, he's taken one of the strongest stands against abortion of any president in American history. Number two, he's taken on China in the trade wars. China is abusing their own hundreds of millions of citizens with torture, forced abortions, concentration camps for Uyghurs, and organ harvests. So what president in the last 30 years has stood up to the communist Chinese regime like Donald Trump?
All right. A listener, Tracy at the Capitol, notes that there's this Lincoln Project with prominent Republicans, Steve Schmidt, George Conway, attacking the president. Would you be considered, or would you consider John Milkovich heading a Democrats for Trump operation?
Well, you know, I haven't asked to do that. I'm a country lawyer with my wife and I have a mom and pop law firm. We live in Keithville, so we're small. You know, we're not big shots. I'm just a citizen in America that is watching what's happened. That's watching our too many of our Democrats embrace socialism, and I'm like thinking, have you all not studied world history? Have you seen what happened in China?
All right, well,
you to 100 million people murdered by the communist regime.
What about the unrest we're having in our cities right now, John Milkovich? Is the president ratcheting up the tensions in this country?
Well, and listen, in order for me to have a clear understanding of what's happened in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, I'd almost have to be on the ground, and that's because I, like many millions of Americans, I don't totally distrust everything I get in the mainstream media. But as an American citizen, this is what I believe. And I think there's probably about 330 million Americans that essentially believe with the same point. We have a right to peaceably assemble and protest and present petitions of protest to our government. That is a constitutional right. What we do not have a constitutional right to do is to burn, loot, and rob.
All right, Lamar White, what's your take on how much the president is responsible, if any, for what's going on in our cities right now?
You mean for stoking the social unrest? He's very much responsible. I mean, I go back to Charlottesville in 2017 when he said of a neo-Nazi and white supremacist rally that there were very fine people on both sides and attempted to blame counter-protesters for the violence. I mean, really, you can look at that as the sort of first event that kicked off this kind of a conspiracy theory about Antifa.
Well, he has stated through Chris Wallace of Fox News a week ago yesterday that he might not voluntarily leave, even if the votes showed that he lost the election, and those votes being in the Electoral College this time. He has an attorney general who is solidly in his court, Bill Barr. James Carville's comment about Barr last week was that Mr. Barr had been eating too many cheeseburgers. But what about the Supreme Court? If it came down to a challenge, could we have an election decided by the high court once again?
I'm not sure. Really, the question would be, what about the military? I mean, you know, how would you get this guy out of the White House? I think that the court would unanimously, you know, basically validate whatever the results of the election are if it comes to that. But this guy would be essentially trespassing, and I think he would have to leave office.
All right. Well, I recall a movie. I think it was 1964, yep. 7 days in May, John Frankenheimer, about a military coup to take over the White House. Kirk Douglas, Burt Lancaster, Ava Gardner. John Milkovich, is the president going to try to keep the office even if he loses?
I do not believe that he's going to try to illegally stay in office, because ours is a government of laws and not of men. And under our Constitution, no one can be allowed to illegally usurp a political position. As you may know, I personally filed a lawsuit against John White when he was continuing in office as the superintendent of the Board of Education in Louisiana illegally without being reconfirmed by the Louisiana Senate. So I firmly believe in the rule of law. Now, what I do believe, and I believe this is the right of Senator Biden, I believe this is the prerogative of President Trump and of every citizen in America to determine that this election is fairly conducted. That means one citizen, one vote, that there's no scamming, there's no vote buying, there's no electronic computer games that are used to distort the vote. And I think that's what every American should be polling for.
All right. What about the fairness of the election? Lamar, I know you have concerns as well, but probably different types of concerns than does Senator Milkovich.
Yeah, I mean, what about 2000, the election in, you know, the state of Florida? And just last, you know, the last election, we saw widespread foreign interference in our election, and probably we'll see it again in 2020. So it is a concern, but it's not the concern that Donald Trump and his fellow Republicans are trying to make it out to be, which is that people will commit, there's, you know, going to be massive voter fraud in the United States. I think we really have to be worried about hacking more than anything.
What's your take on the congressional races, Lamar, as far as all of our congressmen retaining their seats, or is there a possibility there could be a surprise somewhere?
Well, we know that the fifth is open, and it looks wide open. The race to look at, I think, is the third between Clay Higgins and Rob Anderson. There was another Democrat that qualified sort of at the last minute. So that will be, he's always an interesting sort of a firebrand, very divisive guy. And that should be the most competitive of the remaining seats.
Well, and Higgins was accused of improper behavior, actually lost his job as a law enforcement officer with an African-American citizen. But that's one of those stories. It was percolating for a day or two, and then it went away. Will it come back?
Yeah, I think so. And this, that's not the only story. He's actually lost two different jobs, two different law enforcement agencies. And, of course, he's kind of been nationally, not globally controversial since he took office 4 years ago. He had the Anne Frank Foundation that went after him, which takes a pretty special kind of insult to get Anne Frank's foundation to get mad at you.
Will Trump lose?
Yes.
Will he lose Louisiana?
No, he's not going to lose Louisiana, but it's going to be a big, big loss.
All right. John Milkovich, is the president headed for defeat?
I'm saying that he's going to win the election. And, it's really interesting. You're talking about vote fraud that the President Bush's team may have pulled in the year 2000. It's, to me, instructive that President Trump is not, and you can interpret it any way you want to, but he's not part of the retired president clique. He's not in with the Obamas, the Clintons, or the Bushes.
All right. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Quickly, Phil.
Gee whiz. Oh, hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, sir. So if every vote gets it recounted, then that means the Electoral College will have to be abolished. What are your stands on that, gentlemen?
All right. Well, what about two times in the last five elections, the overall vote winner has not won the election? Lamar, should the Electoral College go, or is it a good thing?
Yeah, the Electoral College should go. Not only is it antiquated, but it undermines the credibility of the judiciary. If these, sort of the president who loses the popular vote is the guy or woman who appoints Supreme Court justices.
All right, John Milkovich, you like the Electoral College or don't like it?
I think it's an important safeguard put in by our founding fathers to protect the importance of the state in conducting elections. One of the problems that people don't talk about is if we abolish the Electoral College, all of a sudden we're going to have the federal government.
All right. We got to roll, but thanks, John. Thank you, Lamar. We'll be back.